Just this week, four people were diagnosed with meningococcal disease in South Australia alone, prompting South Australia State Health Minister Jack Snelling to call for the federal government to subsidise access to the B strain of the vaccine. The Wire's Nader Moikik asked Jack what the implications of the disease are for the state.
Meningococcal is a terrible illness and can be particularly debilitating for children and can lead to death. And it does tend to leave terrible disability with amputations sometimes being necessary. And of course, it can present as meningitis, which is basically an inflammation of the brain, and people can die from it, particularly young children.
What action is the state government taking?
At the moment, meningococcal C strain is already on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. So all Australian children, just with the normal course of their vaccinations, get vaccinated for meningococcal C, which previously was the more predominant strain. But as meningococcal B has become the more predominant strain, I think there is a good reason to add the meningococcal B vaccine onto the PBS.
The B strain vaccine currently costs $500. Why is it not yet freely available?
Because it's not on the PBS. So like all pharmaceuticals on the PBS, it means that the federal government subsidises them, and that makes them far more freely available. So at the moment, people can get it and can have their children immunised. It's a course of four injections over a period of time, and each of those injections costs roughly $125. So to have your child properly immunised against meningococcal B costs $500, which is just out of the reach of most Australian families, which is why I'm asking the federal government, the federal minister in particular, to give serious consideration to having meningococcal B put on the PBS. Really, the ball's in the Commonwealth government's court.
A petition on this issue has received more than 11,000 signatures. Does this hold weight?
Certainly, we are trying to get the word around and encouraging people to add their names to the petition so we can get the message out there and try and promote as strongly as we possibly can to the federal government to give very serious consideration to this, and shows there's enormous community concern about this terrible, debilitating illness.
Jack Snelling, South Australian Health Minister, ending that report by The Wire's Nader Moikik.